I'm with Achim Jung at the Computing School in Birmingham, the University of Birmingham. Can you tell me your relationship with computers at schools, Achim?
Well, it's started all 4 or 5 years ago when Simon Peyton-Jones came to give a talk and over dinner told us about his idea of starting an initiative to address the situation of in computing in school as he saw it. And we had a little discussion and we could see that we were agreeing on all the issues and that something had to be done. So I encouraged him to take a lead, which is what he was looking for, and I came to the first workshop in Cambridge about half a year later. But it was also clear at that meeting that the emphasis obviously should be on teachers and people from exam boards and so on. And so, like all academics in computing, the Computing at School initiative, I'm taking a backseat, as it were, driving the content. It's more supporting this network of teachers than trying to influence them. That's how I see it.
So what are your impressions of the sort of last couple of years? Because it seems to be quite popular this year and growing.
Yes, we've been running it for the third time in Birmingham now, exploiting the fact that Birmingham is very well connected by road and by rail, and also the facilities locally are very good. In the first year, we had no idea. We did really not know whether the teachers would appreciate this kind of event, and we planned for a smallish group of maybe 70 people, and I think we were successful. And then by word of mouth, I suspect more and more people showed an interest. So the following year, we had certainly more than 100, and this year I think we are close to 200 participants. So I'm very happy about that. I like the buzz of the meeting. I like the people interacting, not standing alone any moment. And I'm happy I can contribute to that.
And I've just noticed on your wall the amazing results that the school has had. So can you tell us a bit about that? Go on, you have to brag.
Well, I'm happy to be the head of school of a very successful school. And we have been going up in the national league tables, which is very rewarding to see the work that you put in actually to show the results being recognized. You see it being recognized by the number of students who want to come and study and the qualifications they bring along. But I do take a lot of pride in that, obviously. But I think it is also a reflection of the culture in the school, where teaching has always been valued exactly as highly as research. And that is not necessarily the case in universities these days. But in our school, that is a very widely shared ethos, I would say. And so I would like to claim that there is a little bit of the way we do things in that success in the league tables.
That's quite interesting, because obviously a lot of universities get brownie points for research and publishing, and the pedagogy always seems to take a back seat. And that's quite interesting in this highly sort of dynamic area, that the actual pedagogy is contributing to the results.
Yes, I think it is the pedagogy. I think you're also absolutely right about the importance of research, not just the way we see ourselves or you see yourself among your peers. Also, university management looks at research results very, very closely. But as I said, if you can support a certain ethos, and if you have a number of staff who are willing to put in the time to look after students and the pedagogy, the way we do things, the curriculum, the extracurricular help we can give, then I think you can achieve the kind of student satisfaction that we have, where we have been very near the top for a number of years now in the National Student Satisfaction Survey.
I think it's a perfect place to host Computers at Schools Conference. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for giving me the chance to say something about the school.